Ever get that sinking feeling? You know, like you're about to board a plane and suddenly it hits you. What if there's no one left who actually knows how to, like, fix these things?
That's a pretty specific fear,
But seriously, this article we're looking at from Aviation Maintenance Magazine, it's called Solving the Shortage of Aviation Technicians Through Product Design. And honestly, it really got me thinking, what if my next flight gets delayed? Not because of, like, the usual airport craziness, but because of a lack of mechanics.
You're not wrong to be a little concerned, I'll give you that. This article, it really lays it all out there, Aviation maintenance, it's facing a full-on crisis. And it's not just a simple labor shortage, it's way worse. It's a specialized skills shortage. That's a whole other beast.
It's like, sure, I can figure out how to change a tire, maybe even change my own oil if I'm feeling ambitious, but airplane engines, avionics systems, I mean, come on, that's a whole other level of complicated.
Exactly. And this article, it doesn't sugarcoat it, not one bit. The current workforce, it's aging out, and there just aren't enough young mechanics, coming up to actually replace them.
It's kind of scary when they hit you with the actual stats, like a potential 27% shortage of aviation mechanics by, get this, 2027. That's almost a third. Just think, almost a third of all flights.
Yeah, it's not looking good. And it could be a recipe for disaster, especially with the airline industry, like set to grow even more in that same time frame, more planes, fewer mechanics. It's simple math, really.
Okay, so we've definitely got a problem, that's for sure. But what's the solution? The article mentions the usual things, right? Like higher salaries, more training programs, that sort of thing.
Yeah, they touch on those, sure. But here's what I found interesting. They're arguing that those solutions, while definitely helpful, they might not be enough. They even say it's like putting a band-aid on a broken bone.
So are they saying we need to, like, rebuild the whole skeleton?
Well, maybe not that extreme. But they are calling for a major, major shift. Instead of just trying to find more people to do the same old job, the same old way, they're suggesting something much bigger, using technology to fundamentally change what it even means to work in aviation maintenance.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. So, are we saying it's time to ditch those old school grease monkeys for something? Well, cooler. We're talking about giving aviation maintenance a tech makeover. And the article actually highlights some companies that are already doing this, which is super cool.
These aren't just pie-in-the-sky ideas. They're real-world solutions being implemented right now.
Okay, first up, WinMS and their AeroSmart ARKit. Now, I'm not going to pretend I understand everything about airplane electrical systems.
Incredibly complex.
Exactly. But this kit makes troubleshooting them way faster and easier.
Instead of manually tracing wires, which can take hours, this kit uses reflectometry. It's like sending a signal through the wires and using the reflections to pinpoint exactly where the fault is.
So it's like radar for your plane's electrical system. That's amazing. No more poking around in the dark with a multimeter.
Pretty much, it speeds up the process, reduces downtime, and makes sure they're not missing anything crucial.
Speaking of missing things, the next innovation is something I never would have thought of. Drones. But not for flying passengers, for inspecting the planes.
The Iris Dentchik drone, developed by Donecal and Aitree, is a perfect example of how technology can make a traditionally labor-intensive task much more efficient.
The article describes it as a flying assistant for maintenance inspections. So instead of a team of mechanics combing over every inch of a plane looking for dents, you've got this drone that just zips around.
And it's not just looking, it's creating a detailed 3D map of the entire aircraft using high-resolution scanners. It can spot tiny imperfections that the human eye might miss, and it does it all much faster and more accurately.
Okay, so I have to ask, what exactly is 3D scanning? I feel like I hear that term everywhere, but I'm not sure I totally get it.
Imagine taking millions of measurements per second and using that data to create a digital replica of something. That's essentially what 3D scanning does. In the case of this drone, it's using lasers to measure the distance to every point on the plane's surface, and then software stitches those measurements together to create a highly accurate 3D model.
So if there's a dent, even a tiny one, the drone will pick it up in the 3D model.
Exactly. And because it's all digital, it's much easier to analyze and track any issues over time.
Okay, that's seriously cool. But they saved the best for last, right? Tell me about this handheld gadget that can practically balance an engine by itself.
Well, not quite by itself, but it does make the process a lot simpler. MTI Instruments PBS Express is a fantastic example of how technology can make complex tasks more accessible.
The article mentioned that even relatively new mechanics can use it with minimal training. So instead of needing years of experience to know how to balance an engine,
This device guides them through the process. It analyzes the engine's vibrations, identifies any imbalances, and then provides step-by-step instructions on how to correct them.
That's incredible. It's like having a virtual mentor right there in your hand.
And that's really the key takeaway here. These aren't just cool gadgets. They're tools that empower mechanics of all skill levels to work more efficiently and effectively.
And hopefully make the job more appealing to a new generation that's grown up with smartphones and video games.
Exactly. But this isn't just about making things more fun. It's about addressing a critical shortage in a way that benefits everyone, the industry, the workers, and ultimately all of us who rely on air travel.
So we've gone from a potential crisis to some really innovative solutions. But where do we go from here? Is this the future of all skilled trades?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's something we'll explore more after the break.
So we've seen some pretty amazing solutions to this whole aviation mechanic shortage thing. But I gotta ask, is this bigger than just planes?
You're right. This article, it focuses on aviation, but it really got the wheels turning for me. Think about all the other industries out there struggling to find skilled workers. Plumbers, electricians, welders, you name it. What if this whole tech makeover thing could be the answer for them too?
It's like, remember shop class back in the day? I don't know about you, but those tools always seemed so ancient, even back then. What if shop class today was less about, like, woodworking and more about design, using software to program robots and 3D printers, that kind of thing?
Exactly. What if we could take those jobs that people see as like back-breaking, even dangerous, and use technology to make them, safer, more precise, and yeah, maybe even a little more fun?
Because let's be real, for someone who's glued to their phone 24/7, the idea of swinging a hammer or welding all day is not exactly the most appealing career path. But give them a tablet to control a robot arm or some cool software that helps them design the perfect weld. Now that's a different story.
And it's not just about attracting the younger generation either. Imagine what this could do for the folks who've been doing these jobs for years. What if tech could help them work smarter, not harder? Reduce injuries, improve accuracy, even extend their careers.
It'd be like giving a master craftsperson a set of high-tech tools that actually make their skills even better. They're not being replaced by the tech, they're being like supercharged by it.
Exactly. And that's a really important point to make because this fear of robots taking over, it's real. But what if we focused on how tech can actually enhance human potential?
So we've gone from worrying about a shortage of aviation mechanics to rethinking the entire future of skilled trades. It's exciting, sure, maybe a little scary too, but it feels kind of inevitable, doesn't it?
It does, but here's the thing. Will companies actually embrace this change? Investing in all this new tech, new training, that's a big leap of faith.
It's a gamble, for sure. But if this article teaches us anything, it's that the payoff could be huge, not just for the companies themselves, but for the workers, the economy, basically everyone, right?
Right.
We all rely on these essential skills every single day.
It makes you realize these deep dives, they're not just about specific industries or technologies. They're about sparking these bigger conversations, asking ourselves how we can use these advancements to create a future where these essential jobs, they don't just survive, they actually thrive.
So next time you're, I don't know, watching a building go up or getting your car fixed or, yeah, even hopping on a plane, take a second to think about the people behind the scenes who make it all happen. And then imagine those people, armed with the latest and greatest tech,
Yeah.
building a future that's more innovative, more efficient, and hopefully a little more hopeful for everyone.